AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Boston police officer shot under the right eye by a motorist during a traffic stop tonight that he and other officers made is now fighting for his life in an induced coma at a local hospital.
At this time, he's in critical condition. The doctors are working hard on him. I talked to the doctors. All our prayers are going out for him.
Police Commissioner William Evans says the motorist was fatally shot by officers on the scene.
As our officers are trained to do, they return fire. The suspect who we believe fired that shot is deceased on Humboldt Ave. And our officer was taken down here at the Boston Medical Center.
A woman bystander suffered a flesh wound, but will be okay. Prosecutors say they have found evidence that German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz had hid evidence of an illness from his employers. AP correspondent David Rising reports it includes a torn-up doctor's note that would have kept him off work on Tuesday, the day authorities say he crashed a jetliner into a mountainside in France.
They say that these support their assessment that he was hiding an illness from his employer and from his colleagues. He even had a sick note where a doctor had excused him from work for the day of the crash. Now, they didn't say what the illness was that he was hiding, but there have been multiple reports in the German media that he had been treated for depression.
The long ordeal is over for a Seattle woman convicted of murder in Italy. That country's highest court has overturned the conviction against Amanda Knox and her ex-boyfriend in the 2000 slaying of Knox's roommate. AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio says someone was found responsible.
Let's remember that someone, a man from the Ivory Coast named Rudy Gaudet, is serving a 16-year sentence for the murder. He was sentenced in a different trial, so someone is serving time for...
Amanda Knox is speaking in Seattle. This is AP Radio News. The Senate's top Democrat is retiring and opening up a leadership position.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he'll retire when his current term is over.
I'm not going to run for re-election.
Shortly afterward, he endorsed number 3 Democrat Senator Charles Schumer to be the next party leader. And a spokesman for number 2 Democrat Richard Durbin said the Illinois senator has already told Schumer he has his support. Others mentioned for the top Senate spot include Patty Murray of Washington State. One progressive group says it would like to see freshman Democrat Elizabeth Warren run for Democratic leader. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Republican chairman of a House committee investigating the 2012 Benghazi attacks says Hillary Clinton wiped her email server clean, permanently deleting all emails from it. Clinton's attorney David Kendall says Trey Gowdy is looking in the wrong place. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.